This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back to the show. We are honored to have our next guest joining us here, Megan Wysong and Liz Wysonghofer, joining us here today to talk more about, well, Meg, you're the founder and owner of Bump to Babe Doula and Sleep Services. Liz, founder and owner of Good Friend Sleep Services. And I love that the two of you work in connection here, both your small businesses really making a difference in the lives of so many parents and children alike. How are you today, ladies?
Doing great. Well, yeah.
Great. Well, we're excited to have you here. And to get started, it's always a good idea to get to know our people of interest. And guess what? We're going to start off with you. Is that okay, Megan? Since your name's there first. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll bring, of course, Liz in.
Sure. So I've been working in the public health field for 20 plus years, focused on maternal and child health, and just recently opened up my own business focused on providing postpartum support as well as sleep coaching for parents up to the age of six.
Wonderful. And Liz?
Yeah, I am a public school teacher, and I also provide sleep services and parent coaching up to the age of 18 and sleep services up to the age of six.
Wow. And you both are parents, correct?
Yes.
All right. And how did the two of you meet? Just curious.
Well, we met in utero. We're twins.
Oh, are you really?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, I love this. Sisters working from afar together. Oh my goodness. So let's see. Where are you located, Megan?
I'm in Baltimore, Maryland.
And Liz?
I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh my goodness. Well, we're excited to talk to both of you today. Oh. And I know we got a lot of, you know, testimonials as the work you're doing and all the people that you're helping. And we're going to start off, I know, why sleep is important for parents and children. So Meg, do you want to take that one up with us to start?
Yeah. So sleep, a lot of times parents think that sleep is a luxury, but is actually a necessity. So it significantly impacts your life, your quantity and quality of life. And when sleep disrupts children's sleep, you know, they're less mentally alert, more inattentive, unable to concentrate, easily distracted, and physically impulsive. And also parents need sleep. Sleep impacts their central nervous system if they don't get enough sleep. So their motor skills, ability to think, irritability, focus, mental health, etc. So sleep is critically important. And we all know that sleep also has an impact with depression, emotional and mental disorders, diabetes, obesity, like the list goes on and on.
Amazing. Well, what about sleep training in general, Liz? Can you just tell us a little bit about what that is and isn't? So we're getting the overview of obviously what we're going to discuss in detail in just a moment.
Yeah, sleep training is like this gentle, evidence-based process. We really work with children based on their parent preferences, and we create this predictable routine with going step by step with bedtime routines. We work with support with emotional regulation. We do age appropriate guidance based on what level they are, what age they are. We use responsive parenting, and we try to reduce their nighttime wakings. And it's not the cry it out method. Lots of people think that you put their child in their room and you come back in the morning. That's kind of an older way of thinking what sleep training is. And it's definitely not a one size fits all approach. So we have about between 8 and 10 different ways of sleep training very parent present, all the way to a way of sleep training that is very focused on the child doing most of the sleep training themselves. And it's definitely not harmful for a child to learn self-soothing techniques. And it's not instant, but it is an approach where for us, we do 2-week packages, and it's very encouraging and supportive packages.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And also, infant sleep shaping, right, versus sleep training, I know we want to talk about as well. But before we do that, I got to ask you, as sisters, right, what inspired you? I want to hear about you growing up. And tell me a little bit about your family life. So your mom was into loving children as well, right?
So my mom actually was a nursery school owner. So she worked with kids all the way from 3 years of age up to 5 years of age. And then she ended up being on the school board. So she was working in the interest of kids all the way up to age 18. So we actually got to see her run her small business and be an entrepreneur and make an impact in families' lives.
Amazing. And then I also was reading about your background, both of you helping, could you share just a little bit about what you've been doing all these years? And you credit your mom to all of this, right?
I've been a teacher, and so I've seen families come into the schools for many, many years, and just with my mom's background of helping families, it's been really important to continue that legacy. And I know that sleep has been integral for my families, and a lot of times I see the impact that sleep has made on my students and those kids that come in and they aren't sleeping, and how it impacts their education and how they behave in the classroom. I see kids that are falling asleep in class, and I've wanted to help my students with that and the parents.
Great. And May?
My background in public health, really focuses on, I focused a lot on reproductive health, maternal child health, and wanted to shift for to work more directly with families. So this has been a nice career shift for me.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, both again, for being here, for joining us, and together, how you all turned your shared values, right, into your mother's example, as you say, into more meaningful work that's helping families with rest, with recovering, and reconnecting. Thank you so much. Did you want to talk a little about some of the obstacles that you both have faced?
Sure. So, as any small business, a lot of time is spent sort of in the business startup phase. And neither Liz nor I have ever started up a small business. So, we've had sort of an on-ramp focused on marketing, providing education to our communities about what sleep training is, when it's necessary, developing our referral networks. So all of this has been sort of a learning curve for us, as well as all of the technology that we've needed to learn. So, the referral network obviously is really important because those are the people that are interacting with parents and families day in and day out. Obviously, not everyone knows about sleep training. Obviously, pediatricians may have a minute or two to address sleep. And so building those networks has actually helped both our referral partners and ourselves in meeting the needs of families.
Beautiful. All right. And also, for today, being it is, this big show, what else did you want to focus on? Because I know there's a lot in the notes today. So I just want to make sure, that we're covering everything. Where did you want to continue?
So maybe we could share some of the testimonials
Yes, and the
that
stories,
we
which are
have
beautiful. Yes.
received. So, Liz, do you want to start us off with that?
Sure. One of the testimonials I received was from a 7-month-old, their mom, and it said, "Our son has struggled to sleep through the night for around 4 months. Bad habits were ultimately created, and stress was very high due to a lack of sleep for everyone. When I tell you our son was fixed almost overnight, I do not lie. He now sleeps 11 hours straight, all thanks to the amazing time and guidance of Liz. She provides a customized plan for your child and sets goals to reach. I was very impressed by the 24/7 communication and guidance through this process. I cannot recommend this sleep service more. Please do it before it becomes too much for you and your family." So, just the process that the family goes through to be able to do the sleep plan, they start with a discovery call and we find out about the family. And then they do a questionnaire and they get down and dirty with the details for their family. And then we write out a customized sleep plan. My customized sleep plan is about 10 pages. And we go into very detailed plans for bedtime routine, nutritional needs, all the way down to giving them two or three different options of how to do the sleep training. And then we meet over Zoom because this is a virtual service. Unless they pick a hybrid where we would do, if they're local to us, one night, the first night we would do in person. But typically it's a virtual service, so we can do it across the United States. And then we do a Zoom for an hour and go over the sleep plan. They pick a date when they want to start, and then we provide parent does the sleep plan. And this little guy, literally after doing the bedtime routine and starting the plan, did sleep through the night. And it was pretty amazing that they started with switching up doing the routine where they didn't feed him to sleep, and they put him down awake, and he was able to self-soothe. So,
Impressive, impressive. I have an 8 and 10 year old. I'm trying to remember these days. Oh, and they were d difficult, but this is amazing. Keep going. Go ahead.
yeah. So he would wake up in a sleepy mood prior to the sleep plan being in effect, and then after going through it, he would wake up in a happy mood. So that was pretty amazing. And then he learned how to just self-soothe in the night when he'd wake up for the few minutes in between his sleep cycles. So it was a pretty smooth transition for this little guy.
Wonderful.
So, Meg, do you want to
I
do
was going to
your
say, anyone, do you want to share now? Go ahead, go ahead.
So, I worked with this family. It was their first child. He was 2.5 years old, and poor mom and dad had to lay with him for up to 2 hours every night, rubbing his back, singing songs, and they had no time for each other. And they were sort of at wit's end by the time they called me. And this boy, 2.5 years old, super sweet, but they were noticing, issues during the day with behavior. He was really, really tired. So we implemented our sleep package, and within 2 to 3 days, things had switched. They were able to do the bedtime routine, go in, tell him it was time to go to bed, kiss him, and leave. And this is the testimonial they gave me afterwards. So we used Megan for sleep coaching, and it was a stellar experience. She devised a sleep plan for us, met with us, answered all of our questions, and checked in with us daily. Our kiddo, 2.5 years old, is now going to bed independently and earlier than before. It has been a game changer. Highly
Wow.
recommend sleep coaching if you need an outside eye on your kid's sleep situation.
Oh my goodness.
So, we enjoy this work so much because you get to
Obviously, yeah.
see the parents and the children's transition from, frustration, from lack of sleep to actually being well rested and happy kids.
It's hitting me hard thinking about those days, how difficult. I didn't have any sleep training, didn't have any help. And as a single mother for both two kids, oh, it was rough. I'm glad I'm out of it, but I wish I had people like you around back then that can help let us know that it's possible to fix and to get sleep. And it feels so good for both parent and child. My goodness. Well, now also, I know we're talking about sleep coaching, and this is now virtually. You mentioned you do an in-home in the Baltimore and Lincoln, Omaha area, right? But and you also, I know Meg, you offer postpartum doula support as well to ease into that transition of parenthood. And Liz, you're doing the parent coaching. I don't know if we're on a delay, but I want you both to speak.
I started off as a postpartum doula, providing daytime and overnight support. And the number one issue parents were facing after feeding was sleep. And, I had some techniques related to sleep shaping, but I felt like I needed to know more. So that's when I went back for training to become a certified pediatric sleep consultant. And now I get to work with families all the way from newborn stage through 4 months as a postpartum doula. We get to set healthy sleep foundations, more independent sleep. And then once they turn 4 months, we move into sleep training. So these kids are able to sleep independently and are well rested and hopefully don't need additional sleep training as they get older. But it's a really nice continuum from those postpartum early days into that transition of parenthood.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. And also, do you want to share?
For me, I think what's also nice as a parent coach is I can take them past that 6-year-old stage. And so sometimes with boundary setting, even at 2 or 3 year old age, they go from having issues with sleep, and the boundary setting needs to happen during the rest of the day as well. And so I can use some of the skills related to parent coaching, like having good, strong connections with the child, as well as working on good, strong boundaries and having your communication be strong, those types of skills, working with the parents all the way through, all the way up to age 18, so I can work with teenagers and school age students and all the way through. So
What would you say the most rewarding thing, for you, with when it comes to this, working with these families?
Probably just seeing how quickly it can change and seeing probably just how quickly family dynamics can change. It's pretty remarkable.
Great. Well, we still have over 5 minutes left in the show. What else do you want to make sure we cover for today?
Maybe we could talk about what's the difference between sleep shaping and sleep training.
Perfect.
So we are not sleep training newborn, where it's difficult for new parents because things are a little bit chaotic. Everyone is in survival mode. We're not doing sleep training techniques with this age. So sleep shaping really focuses on setting healthy sleep foundations, the environment, ensuring that they are sleeping in a crib or bassinet. This is a time when many parents are contact napping, which is great for co-regulation of the baby, helping moms with breath through this time period with sleep shaping. And then sleep training, that's when we're moving towards a schedule of naps and waking bedtimes. And then we're also implementing sleep training techniques. So those are much more structured techniques that parents do for all wakings, for naps, for middle of the night wakings, early morning wakings. And then on top of that, once they get to be 2 to 6 years old, we're adding in family meetings to set expectations and boundaries and sort of regroup for better nights of sleep.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
All right. Did you want to chime in on that as well?
Yeah, I think really from 0 to 4 months, their circadian rhythm and their hormone levels aren't set. And so, really, we want to set expectations for families and giving them realistic expectations because lots of times families want to push the idea that kids and babies should be able to go 4, 5, 6 hours of sleep through the night, and just having them know that it's normal for them to go just, an hour or 2 hours when they're 2 months of age, that's normal. And to support parents through that process is kind of where we would step in and support and encourage parents if they call us as a sleep consultant. I think lots of parents go through it and not know what's normal. On the internet, if you as a new parent, you get flooded with information, and knowing what is true and not true is hard to decipher. And you
Yeah.
get lots of advice from friends and family, but having an expert there is really important.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely is. And both of you, I don't know if you wanted to share some of these on the show today. You did write some inspirational words of wisdom. Is there anything that you wanted to share for us today?
So one of my favorites is "If not now, when?" So that was really inspiring when I was thinking about doing a career shift and starting my own business. So if not now, when is a good time?
Yeah.
And I liked you are an expert as long as you know more than the person that you are helping. And as a sleep consultant, I put in about 500.
Wow.
If I don't know the information, I have about 200 people behind me that I
Bet.
can ask questions. So in my certification program, it's nice to have people behind you that are also experienced. So that's kind of.
Absolutely. And all right, now Meg, if we want to contact you, it's bumptobabedoula.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. And you can connect there also on social media. You're on Facebook, you're on Instagram. Do you want to share a phone number?
Yeah, so my phone number is 443-621-0255. And can I share my email address?
Absolutely.
So it's Megan at bump2babedoula.com.
Perfect. And did you want to share your contact information too, Liz? Of course.
Sure. My website is goodfriendssleepservices.com. My email is Liz at goodfriendssleepservices.com. And my phone number is 402-730-4772. And we have contact information on our websites. You just fill that out and we will get back to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Pleasure having you both here today. And thank you for doing what you do. And love the testimonials as well of what you, how you guys can help. And are we back again soon or?
Next week, same time, same place.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much. Yeah, awesome. And just, for future reference, if you wanted to share your screen, if you want to show us, anything, you're more than welcome to. You could bring on guests as well if you wanted to, someone that you've worked with. Feel free to have fun with it. But I'm looking forward to talking with you ladies again, okay?
Yep, we're
Great.
planning on bringing on guests.
Look at you. There you go. You read my mind.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of
Thanks,
your day,
Jill.
okay?
You
Bye-bye.
too.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers.
Day-to-day simple tasks can become pretty daunting.
I have to carry my chair up 2 flights of steps or have somebody do it for me.
What scares me the most is just the falling.
When I'm struggling with my house, I think, to have that one great barrier just knocked down, I mean, it's crucial.
Home for Our Troops is a wonderful nonprofit that builds a
mortgage-free, fully adaptive, handicap-accessible house.
And there's no catch.
It'll be our very first home that we've ever owned.
This is a game changer.
This is where your life begins again.
We need you to join us in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Because of you, everything's going to be okay.